Let us be attentive.
The Lord will give strength to his people. Bring to the Lord, O sons of God, bring to the Lord honor and glory.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy.
Let us be attentive.
Timothy, my son, the saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. Command and teach these things. Let no one despise your youth, but set the believers an example in speech and conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Till I come, attend to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophetic utterance when the council of elders laid their hands upon you. Practice these duties, devote yourself to them, so that all may see your progress.
Peace be with you, the reader. Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be with you all.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Let us be attentive.
At that time, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through, and there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief collector and rich, and he sought to see Jesus, who Jesus was, but could not on account of the crowd, because he was small of stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, he has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, since he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
Peace be with you who proclaim the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Each year, as we approach and draw near to Great Lent, don't worry, we still have 1 month. We hear in the church the story of Zacchaeus. And each year we are taught three things, at least, that I want to point out this morning by this gospel narrative. One about humility, one about repentance, and one about the community of the church. Zacchaeus, we hear, sought to see Jesus, who he was. Like each one of us, he had heard of Christ, but he wanted to know him more. He longed to meet him, to see him face to face, and to come to know him personally. And in the circumstances, as he thought he understood them, he could not. He could not because other people were tall and he was short. He was small of stature and could not see Jesus through the crowd that thronged about him. For the record, a good friend of mine in seminary would always wish me a happy name day on Zacchaeus Sunday. And I probably will hear from him later today. In any case, to overcome this lack of height, his lack of stature, Zacchaeus, as we know, climbed up a tree. As a result, of course, Jesus did see him. And he saw Jesus. But Christ, when he noticed him, did not immediately commend Zacchaeus for his zeal, but rather he told him to come down to the ground if he was going to meet him. Christ said to him, in effect, that if he was going to meet him face to face, he would have to come down to where he is, on the ground. We too have the problem of Zacchaeus. We know we are virtually and maybe spiritually speaking little of stature and cannot see. We too look around and think that others are much better and higher placed than we are to see Christ. And in our own way, each one of us inwardly climbs a tree, even if only in our desire, by saying, if I were different, if I were taller, then I could see. And to each of us, Christ says, come down. Come down to where I am. Leave aside any pretentious thought that you must somehow insincerely raise yourself up in order to see me. I have come to you, to where you are. I wish to meet you where you live, and not in some other place. I wish to know you as you are, and that you should know me as I am. In other words, Christ seeks of us honesty and truth. Truth about ourselves, a genuine and humble recognition of our inner state, if we are to know him who is the truth. And the truth about ourselves can only bring us down to humility, can only bring us up to the doors of repentance. To go through these doors of repentance, however, we must then change. And this is the second point at which today's gospel prepares us for Lent. Because Zacchaeus, when he had come down from his tree, when he had seen Christ face to face and had received him into his home, realized, perhaps for the first time, that what others said of him was true, that he was in fact a sinner. Not perhaps in the eyes of the Roman authorities for whom he worked, but certainly before and in the presence of the Holy God. And when he saw this, when he recognized his true, pitiful state, he was given the grace to change, to be authentically transformed. He turned his back on the crooked practices that had made him rich, that had brought him to the top of his profession. He was, after all, the chief tax collector, and he took it upon himself to change his ways on account of his personal encounter with the Savior, God in the flesh. Behold, he says to Christ, I am going to give half of my goods from now on to the poor. And if I have cheated anyone, I am going to restore it to him fourfold. Fourfold here symbolizing the gospel, which is also fourfold, and which conveys to us the law of Christ, which is the law of love. It is only at this point, and not when Christ first comes through that door, that Jesus says to Zacchaeus, today salvation has come to this house. The coming of salvation is marked by change, by repentance, by a turning away from what is old and dead to what is new and has in it the promise of life, by allowing into our inner house Christ the Savior. Finally, brothers and sisters, I would like us all to note that Christ does say, to this house. Today salvation has come to this household. Therefore, when any one of us repents, when any one of us turns and changes for the better, we are not the only people affected. Those around us, our families, our church community, are touched by God's salvation as well. We do not live alone in isolation, and what takes place inside us affects the lives of those around us, both near and far. So let us prepare for Lent, as I said, 4 weeks away, by taking to heart the story of Zacchaeus. Let us remember that Christ seeks to meet us where we are, broken and in need of his healing mercy, and that we must do nothing that will get in his way, but just approach him in genuine humility. Let us remember that truth in our inward being, as the 50th Psalm says, will take us only to doors of repentance, and that we must change inwardly and outwardly if we are to pass through those doors to experience God's salvation. And finally, let us remember that what takes place inside of us, in our innermost depths and in our lives, touches those around us. Through us, they too can experience God's grace, God's salvation. To our Savior Jesus Christ be the power and the glory forever. Amen.